710 Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Time now to find Steve Carney. Steve Carney Outdoors. He is brought to you by Auto Fix and Otter Tail. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, you guys.
A little cool.
We got to get Dina.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, a little cool, but it's sunny. Are you on the water, or are you looking for some warmer weather?
I was going to bawl out Dean and say, come on, you can do better than this.
Yeah,
this is not.
It's chilly.
Yeah, it's from, I don't know, it's we're just not getting the heat that we normally get, you know, before the opener. And, you know, it's just these 28-degree mornings have just been tough. And, you know, the crappies are still not super shallow. They're still out about 8 to 12 feet of water, and they just are not where they're supposed to be. So things are definitely running late. And, you know, crappies are going to be a big option next weekend for the opener, especially if the walleye is a little slow. Don't forget about the crappies, because they should be pretty close to where they normally are, but again, out in a little bit deeper water. That's where I've been finding them.
So is it more a comfortability thing for an angler out there where it's cold here, or is the water still too cold for the fish to really be moving?
Well, it's still in the 40s, Bonnie, and, you know, as you get down to southern Minnesota, you know, a little bit south of Lakes Country, it's quite a bit warmer. The ice went out a lot sooner, and I'm going to be heading down to Grant County, Douglas County, south of Lakes Country a little bit just to find some warmer water and some of those smaller little farm lakes, which are really, really good, you know, the first few weeks of the season. So the big thing, though, really, you guys, is that the accesses are really in tough shape almost everywhere I've been. A lot of the slabs have been pushed up, and there's a lot of damage, and I don't know how the DNR is going to get all this stuff done before next weekend. A lot of lakes don't even have the docks out yet, which is very unusual. So I'm sure they're just busy trying to repair accesses, and you know, this is going to be a rude awakening for a lot of the cabin people that come up here and try to put their pontoons in, because the water is so low and the accesses are so beat up. It's going to be a little dicey to get that pontoon out, you know, from what I can tell.
Well, and for those that are heading out fishing, you might have to try a different lake or two if you're not able to get onto the one that you had hoped to get onto.
Yeah, the 3-4 lakes that I've been on the last week, 3 out of the 4 were really tough. You had to go in with a four-wheel drive and, you know, back way in almost up to your tailpipe. So you want to make sure you got waders with you on opening weekend, because you're going to have to back way in on a lot of these lakes. If you have a bunk trailer, you're going to have a little bit of a problem, because you have to go back so far. With a roller trailer, you're fine. But it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of people out, and, you know, there's going to be some surprises in store. So you really want to have a backup lake or two just in case.
Yeah, and of course, some of the bigger lakes, those are going to be popular. A lot of people will be heading there. Do you try to get onto maybe something smaller or something more off the beaten path when you head out for the opener?
Oh, definitely. You know, we've just been lagging behind in water temperatures. You know, you're down probably at 41, 42, which is very cold. And these big lakes, Otter Tail, Big Detroit, they're going to really be lagging behind. So I would really suggest, when you have a late spring like this, get one of those small lakes, you know, in central Minnesota that are 400, 500 acres, not, you know, real deep. What I'm going to do, this is a technique I've been using for 30 years, which a lot of people don't do much anymore, is a split shot and a hook, and that's it. You just take your line and put a number 6 hook on the end, and then you go up about 3 feet and you put a split shot on it. That's it. No other terminal tackle at all. Put a leech on it, and then get yourself on a brake line or on top of a flat and start fan casting around the boat and working it back super slow. Just creep it back to the boat. And that split shot will go through weeds. It'll go over the rocks that they never get hung up. And it's an old technique that still works really well. And with the late spring like this, these fish are not going to be chasing. They're going to be very dormant and not moving a lot. So you got to put it right in their face. But slow is the name of the game. Just creep it back as slow as you can. And it's really a fun way to fish, but going to be very effective, you know, for at least for the next couple of weeks.
Hmm. My soon-to-be 97-year-old father, he traps his own leeches and minnows and stuff like that. I was up last weekend, and we had to save the fat off the chicken legs that we were eating, because he was going to use that for bait for his leech trap.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the bait situation is. You know, a lot of these ponds that they raise leeches and minnows in are super low, and there might be, you know, some issues with live bait. You know, these guys might not be able to get to the leeches or get to the minnows, and it's going to be an access issue for them, too. So it's hard to say. A lot of the bait shops really are not stocked yet, but they will be towards the end of the week, and we'll have to see if there's going to be the usual shortage or, you know, what it's going to be. But I think there might be an issue with the bait for sure.
Oh, yeah, wasn't there a shortage of shiners a few years back?
Yeah, and then when they showed up, they were a dollar a piece. So if you're going to fish shiners, it's a pretty expensive proposition. But, you know, shiners are, you know, awesome the first couple of weeks of the season. So, yeah, they're expensive, but they work very well. You just got to make sure you get on a lake that doesn't have any northern pike in it. Otherwise, you'll be feeding the northern pike all day.
Oh, yeah.
They love shiners.
Yeah.
They love shiners.
I know in the past, too, Steve, that you have talked about you really use plastics a lot. So opening weekend, you would prefer to put a leech on instead of using plastics?
Yeah, you know, plastics are more, as you get into end of May and around Memorial, when they're a little bit more active and more willing to chase baits. It's a little early to be that using that right now. Same with crankbaits or anything that's moving fast. You want to really think super slow. And live bait, you know, in the first couple of weeks of the season is really important. And I don't know about crawlers. It's a little early for that. But if you can find some leeches and some decent fathead minnows, that's really all you need.
How do you, say you're going out fishing and maybe you want to go the following weekend and you still have some bait left over, how do you keep that alive when it comes to, say, leeches or worms?
Well, if I have crawlers, what I do is I put them in a big bowl with a whole bunch of ice, and I leave it in the refrigerator overnight, and they fatten up and they get really big, and it's awesome. Or you can put a little food coloring in there and make them green or make them yellow, do anything you want. And you can kind of engineer those crawlers to be super crawlers.
Leeches, do they stay alive then?
Crawlers.
So they do stay alive
super
in the water.
Crawlers.
Okay, interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, it fattens them up overnight. And then leeches, you just have to change the water every other day. And then I have an aerator system for my minnows. I've got a big cooler with a little aerator. And when I'm done, I just put the minnows in there, turn the aerator on, and they're good to go, and you don't have to change the water that often as long as you got a good bubbler in there. Live bait's really expensive, so you want to, you know, take care of it.
Oh, yeah. I think, and my dad probably still does it this way, but I think when we were growing up, we'd go pick our own crawlers after the rain. We'd go up to the schoolyard on the lawn, fan out, and pick them. But we would put them, like, in a coffee can and put dirt in there and stuff, and you know, they would stay, you know, for a while that way. Is that not the best way to do it?
No, that's more of a temporary, you know, type of thing. You know, they'll be fine. But, you know, if you really want to get them, you know, puffed up and big, you know, you can take newspaper and wet newspaper and stuff it in the can. And they like that a lot better than dirt. And that also gets them, you know, to puff up and get larger. But yeah, it's there's many different ways to do it, but you want to get a lot of moisture in there so it gets them, you know, really puffed up and very big and very active.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've never heard that theory, like to put them in water and put them in the fridge. That's something new for me and the newspaper as well. So it's fun talking to the expert where we get good tips.
Absolutely.
Well, that ice thing, I don't know how I stumbled on that, but I just take a handful of ice and stick it in the bowl, put the crawlers in there, and it's like they're twice the size, you know, a couple days later than they were when I put them in there.
Well,
so
just to be
super crawlers, man.
Yeah, just to be clear, though, Steve, you do put it in a separate fridge. You don't have it upstairs like in your kitchen, do you?
No, some guys put it in the fridge
okay.
where the family eats it. My husband did that with wax worms once, and he was told to never put wax worms in my refrigerator.
He was just told, is Albani, you were calm about that?
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I put leeches in the regular refrigerator, and they somehow found their way to my wife's ham.
After that, Steve got a new garage fridge.
They were sucked onto the ham, so needless to say, we didn't have ham that night. But
I didn't get in any trouble, did you?
I got in a lot of trouble. So now I have a separate refrigerator in the garage to stay out of trouble. It looks like it's going to improve just in time, but come on, DNR, get the docs in.
Yeah. Hey, and it's Mother's Day weekend next weekend, too. Isn't usually mothers get to fish for free on Mother's Day weekend, I think?
I think you're correct. Yes, yeah. It's yeah, that's true. Why, you know, it always falls on opener. It must be kind of a dilemma for a lot of households when you want to honor mom. You want to go fishing.
Well, hopefully, mom loves to fish.
Say,
my
mom
loved to fish. I love to fish. We would have been happy campers in the boat.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun. So it'll be a fun weekend for everybody.
Okay, looking forward to it. We'll let you go, Steve. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You guys, take care.
You bet, Steve Carney. Steve Carney Outdoors.